Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. I have a question for you. Have you ever thought that branding is just slapping a cool logo onto your blog? Well, there's actually a lot more to it. Just like you'd carefully choose your outfit for an important event to leave a lasting impression, branding your blog requires similar attention. Now, let's dive deeper. But before we do, I want to tell you guys about my new Bloggers Branding Bootcamp. This is a free bootcamp that I'm doing. It's going to be a 4-week action plan to get your blog super beautiful and get your blog's branding messaging right. So we can build a super beautiful blog, attract the right people to our blog, make them stay and take actions that we want them to, like sign up to our email list and purchase what we have to offer. So go and sign up to this free Bloggers Branding Bootcamp. It's going to be 4 weeks of live workshops. We're going to have homeworks. We're going to give prizes. I'm going to do giveaways. And there's 2 modules of course content. And you get all of this for free. So go join below. Now let's dive into this episode. So number one, you want to know your readers. So before anything else, you want to ask yourself, who's reading my blog? It's essential to figure out their likes, dislikes, hopes, and needs. By understanding them on a deeper level, you can tailor your content to what resonates with them most. So branding is not just about the visuals. This is about understanding your readers so we can create the best content for them because, you know, we want to be perceived in a way that your reader thinks, wow, she really knows me. Like, this brand is amazing because it speaks to exactly who or like my pain points and desires, right? So number one, you need to know your readers. And not just think that you know them, you need to really know them. So go and talk to them. Don't just, you know, write up some pain points because you think they have these pain points, because you have these pain points if you have similar problems. But go and talk to people and get their actual words. How are they describing their pain points and goals? What are the exact words that they're using? And then we can create content that speaks to those exact words, how they phrase it. And then we want to use this data as well to write our website copy. Number two, you want to keep a steady voice. Think of your blog as a space to speak up. Whether you're sharing tips, stories, experiences, always keep a consistent voice. This consistency helps people remember you and trust what you say. Now, when I talk about voice, I mean how you're speaking in your writing. What is the tone and style that you're using to write your content? Are you friendly? Are you approachable? Are you fun? Are you professional? What is the tone and style of your voice? You want to keep this super consistent. And don't think, you know, oh my gosh, I have to have this like perfectly created voice. But think, you know, how do I write like I'm speaking to a friend? That's basically how you want to write, is how you actually speak to people. So if you're going to be speaking on the phone with one of your ideal blog readers, how are you actually going to be speaking to them? So that's your branding voice, and you want to keep this consistent. You don't want to change this up. Like, one day you don't want to be writing professional, and then the next day you're writing friendly, and you know what I mean, or conversational. So keep this steady. Pick your branding voice. It's really just you authentically, how you speak to people in person. And if you don't know how to do this, then I recommend speaking your blog posts. So like getting into, or like record your voice actually speaking and about like, you know, the points or whatever that you're going to be speaking in your blog post. And then you can translate this or transcribe this into text and then see or ask ChatGPT what kind of voice and tone that this is that you're speaking into. You know what I mean? And I highly recommend that if you're struggling to find your branding voice or struggling to really be your authentic self, I recommend that you drink a little glass of wine, and I promise you're going to be so much more engaging when you are actually writing your post. I've used this many times, like when I want to be like more flowy and in my writing, I just drink a glass of wine and I'm, you know, writing like how my authentic self would be writing. Number three, quality over quantity, always. So imagine you're at a buffet. Would you rather have many average tasting dishes or a few outstanding ones? Your blog is similar. It's better to have one or two fantastic posts than many that are just, you know. Readers appreciate and remember the good stuff. So when it comes to anything for your blog, for your brand, quality quamps, or what's that word? Trumps. There we go. Quality trumps quantity. I think that's the word. Anyways. So number four, looks do really matter. A logo is a start, but there's more to your blog's look. So picking the right colors, picking the right fonts and images that fit your message is super, super crucial. Think of them as the matching accessories to your outfit. They should complement and enhance your main message. So your main message is who you are or what you do and who you help. So what do you do and who do you help and how do you help them? So for me, I help lady bloggers start, grow, and monetize their blog. And my brand is very professional because I have, you know, my brand is professional because I help people. I help elegant ladies. So my brand reflects, you know, elegant ladies and attracts them to my blog, right? So looks do matter, but you have to think of your ideal client and what they will like, or your ideal blog reader and what they will like, and not all about you. It doesn't matter what you like. Of course, you should love it. It should be your dream blog, but think more of your ideal reader and what they're going to like. So number five, build a friendly space. Imagine walking to a cafe where the owner knows your name and the order. That's the feeling that you want for your blog. Engage with your readers, reply to their comments, make them feel like they belong, and make them feel like you know them the best. Without even speaking to them, you just already know who they are on a deeper level. This is the kind of like deep knowing of your target audience that you want to have. You want to know them on a deeper level, and as soon as they land on your blog, they need to know that you know them so well. You know what they want. You know their pain points. You know what they're looking for. And you know you have the solutions for them, and you just know them. Number six, be real always. People have People have a really good ability to sense when something is off. So be genuine in what you share. The highs, the lows, the successes, and the failures. Authenticity builds a deeper connection. I am always, always like looking at the data, and I see my posts that like I'm more like authentic and sharing my story and building that deeper connection with somebody and being like true, like really authentic. And I'm just showing, you know, all my failures and my lows, and like those are so much better than the how-to content. Like they just stand out because people want connection. They vibe with stories because, you know, when you are talking about your story and, you know, the lows and what you're currently going through and whatever, like when you talk about that, people are going to resonate with you and be like, me too, or I've dealt with that too. And it's just going to build this kind of like friendship, and people are going to be loyal readers because of that. So, you know, always share the highs and the lows, your story, your past story, your current story, and your goals and just everything. Just share about you. Of course, in reason, don't overshare. There is a point where you need to have a boundary of like oversharing, but pick the things that you do really want to share, and then pick things like write a list of like the stories and everything that you want to share. Write a list, another list of the things that you probably would want to not share. So number 7, change is okay. Embrace it. Just like the seasons change, so can your blogs. Keep an ear to the ground, listen to feedback, see what's trending. Don't be afraid to switch things up if needed. And if you currently have a brand right now that you're like, I like it, but I don't love it. Like, it's not my dream brand. It's not my dream website. I highly encourage you to, you know, take it down and rebrand, redesign, make it better. My website is only the, you know, best that it can be today because I have built so many brands for myself and so many websites, and I constantly stay up to the trends, and I'm constantly, you know, redesigning in a healthy way, okay? Sorta. And just always think of ways to make it better. It's not set in stone. You're gonna grow, and when you do grow, your brand is gonna grow, and your brand needs to reflect that growth that you're having. So for me, I feel like my website is kind of like more advanced than where I am right now, honestly. So my website, I pictured having like 5 years down the road. If you can get to that point where you're like, I have a website and brand that I pictured myself having like 5 years down the road when I get to like a certain point in my business, then if you get to that point, like, you're golden. But if you're not to that point, you need to be looking at ways where you can rebrand, where you can redesign your website. And that brings me back to, if you do want to brand, if you do want to have a rebrand and really make this blog elevated and something that you truly love and that will also resonate deeply with your target audience, then definitely go below and sign up to my free Bloggers Branding Bootcamp. This bootcamp is going to be amazing. I'm literally putting so much time and effort into this thing like it's a paid product. Like, this should be paid. I probably will charge for it later on because it's going to be super amazing. So definitely sign up below. So number 8, team up for more fun. So find other bloggers who share your vibe, collaborate on posts or events. It's not only a great way to mix things up, but it's a fantastic way to introduce your blog to a new audience and get your voice and story and message out there to the world. Because when you go on different podcasts or different blogs, people are going to, you know, start recognizing you, and they're going to go to your website, and then bam, you have another person that's a loyal blog reader because you did that. So definitely, you know, guest post, collaborate, etc. The most fun that I have when I do my collaborations is bundles. I love putting my products for free inside of these bundles. I also love paying for them. So, you know, I paid to be a sponsor in one of these bundles. And because I did that, I'm going to get so like thousands and thousands of email subscribers. Because this thing is going to be huge, and that's why I paid for it, is because I know this is going to be like super huge for me. It's going to get me thousands of new subscribers, and I'm just so excited to see like the turnout of this. So don't be afraid to do that. So number 9, stay curious and stay updated. So the world's always changing, right? There's new trends, new tools, new ways people consume content. Be on the lookout and learn, whether it's improving your writing, understanding the latest social media trends, or figuring out what your readers now crave, because it's always changing. Always do that research. Be on the lookout, learn, always speak to people, see what others are doing. And I mean, there is a boundary to it as well. Like, don't just like always change your website design to keep up with like the newest trends, because some trends can fade away and you want to still be like timely but still trendy. So, you know, there is a boundary to it. Just stay within reason, of course. Number 10, patience. Imagine planting a seed. It doesn't grow into a tree overnight, right? Similarly, building a brand is a journey. It's not a destination. It takes time. So don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Keep watering your blog tree and soon enough, it's gonna flourish. So, you know, I've been in this industry for years and I rebranded so much and I built so many websites and I just constantly was looking for ways to up level and just keep up with like the inner growth that I was having, because that's super, super important. The inner growth, when you have like inner growth, your website needs to reflect that. Your brand needs to keep up with that and reflect that. So it's just all about the pace of your growth. For me, it's been 7 years now that I've been blogging, and I've had, you know, like I said, many different rebrands and many different websites, but every time I did that, I was super confident in that next step for me because I knew that it was going to be better. It was going to help me learn more. And, you know, I learned so many mistakes from doing that, and I learned so many, you know, really good lessons from doing that. And just, I've just learned so much knowledge, and now I feel like I'm finally in a place where I'm super confident about where I am in my business and my brand and in my website. And it's just, I was super patient throughout that process and I just followed my intuition. When I knew that it was time for a rebrand, like I just followed that intuition and I just did it. No matter how many people are going to be, you know, saying, wow, you're designing your website again. You rebranded and changed your color palette again, really, Jen? Like, I did have those, like, limiting beliefs, but for the most part, I was just following my intuition, and I felt confident in those decisions during that time. And this year, I feel like I did, like, quantum leap because I've had so many rebrands and websites. I felt like I got to this point, finally, that I'm, like, super confident where I am and where my brand is. And where my website is and whatever, because I did so many rebrands this year. And I was just following my intuition, just following, you know, what I felt in my gut was like the right thing to do. So there you have it. A deeper look into, you know, branding your blog on a deeper level than just, I'm going to pop up a logo here. There's actually more to branding than you think. And it goes into like everything that you do. It's like how people perceive you and your brand. It's how people see you as like a professional, or the mood and vibe. And there's just so much that goes into it. And the consistency. How often are you posting? This all goes into branding. It's how people see you. And are they seeing you as consistent? Do they see your brand as beautiful? Do they see your website design as professional and not so WordPress DIY 2000s-ish, you know? So you decide, how do you want people to perceive you and your blog and your brand? Is it time for you to rebrand? Is it time for you to up-level? Because if it is, I want you to click that link below right now and sign up to the 4-week Bloggers Branding Bootcamp, because it's going to be so much fun. There's going to be so many prizes, so many giveaways, so much content that I'm giving you, worksheets and, you know, templates, logo templates and color palette templates. And it's just going to be so, so fun. We're going to be diving deep into the visuals and the brand messaging and everything into branding. So I'm so fun. I'm so, so, so excited to do this fun thing for you guys for free. So remember, it's the entire experience that you give your readers, the voice, the look, the connection that you build. It goes way beyond a logo. So are you ready to make your mark? Sign up below.